USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into his state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. The Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border. To the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Health officials are warning that the U.S. needs to pick up its COVID vaccination rate. According to CDC data, just over 49% of all Americans are fully vaccinated, with nearly 57% having received at least one dose. Brad Bernards has more.
As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true, as Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible. And if you have pockets of spread, you're going to need more immediate options like social distancing and mask wearing.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
General Motors is recalling thousands of its flagship electric vehicle. Wendy King reports.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And U.S. athletes accomplished a pair of firsts Sunday at the Tokyo Olympics. 18-year-old Anastasia Zolotic became the first American woman to win gold in Taekwondo, winning in the 57-kilogram division. And fencer Lee Kiefer became the first American to take gold in the individual foil event. She defeated defending Olympic champion Russian Inna Dereglazova in the final. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.